The Pacific Northwest is about to lose one of its biggest tourist attractions. On September 9th, an Air Force jet will fly the movie star killer whale Keiko to a bay pen in the waters of his native Iceland. It'll mean more frequent flyer miles for a whale that's already traveled more than many of us. After the surprise success of the first Free Willy movie, a Hollywood studio and school children around the world combined their pennies to rescue Keiko from a cramped, overheated amusement park tank in Mexico. The whale has spent the last 3 years at an aquarium in Newport, Oregon, being nursed back to health and trained for a possible return to the wild. The Savvy Traveler's Tom Bonsi went to Newport to find out how the town will fare without Keiko and his legion of fans.
If you haven't seen the world's most famous killer whale, you've only got a few days before he's gone. Be prepared for company. The Oregon Coast Aquarium is setting and then smashing one attendance record after another as families scramble to see the Free Willy movie star.
We brought all the grandkids to see him before he leaves.
Uh-huh.
As our whole goal of this trip.
He came simply because he was leaving. We didn't think it would be right to come see him if he was going to be held in captivity, but since this is the only chance you're going to get to see him, we thought it would be worthwhile to see him.
I watched him get healed up and put on weight and get to be a happy warrior, so sure, we hate to see him leave.
A Newport High School student making a final visit says some locals wonder what'll happen to their town after the whale leaves.
It'll not so good for money factors, but I don't know, it'll be nice just because there won't be as much traffic.
Keiko is being sent off in style. Over 1,000 people turned out for a farewell concert last month. Singer-songwriter Teresa Demarest performed a special instrumental.
This is a song from my CD. It was written dedicated to Keiko and for the whales. It's called From the Inside Out.
The Oregon Coast Aquarium has also held well-attended farewell lectures where Keiko's trainers describe the pending trip to Iceland and how the whale's rehabilitation will continue there. Keiko seems oblivious to the commotion he's causing. Most of the time, he floats lazily by the windows of his tank watching visitors watch him. Keiko's no killer, in the words of one clever headline writer. But his trainers are proud of the progress they've made nursing the orca back to health and teaching him to eat live fish.
Down. Get down.
This past week, he ate his entire day's diet in live food for the first time. It was a very big milestone, and we're really pleased with his progress.
Free Willy Keiko Foundation spokeswoman Diane Hammond says moving the black and white beast to Iceland is the next logical step in Keiko's gradual reintroduction to the wild. He spent the last 19 years in captivity.
Keiko is not ready to be set free. In fact, we really don't even talk that much about release right now. We have no idea whether he's going to prove to be releasable in the end or not. We do know that he needs to get into a natural environment under our care first. And once we see how he adapts to all the marine stimulation again, that'll give us a much better idea of what his abilities are, too. And it may take years before we really know how his story will end.
Trainers play variations of hide-and-seek with Keiko to sharpen his hunting skills, and they horse around to improve his physical endurance. One of the whale's favorite games is to knock a trainer off a big floating inner tube. Keiko's arrival in Newport early in 1996 instantly doubled attendance at the Oregon Coast Aquarium. City coffers also brimmed from a 45% jump in lodging tax revenue. Aquarium President Phyllis Bell says there's no question the visitor count will drop some after the whale leaves, but Bell says the aquarium has big expansion plans that should soon set things right. Plans call for Keiko's 2-million-gallon tank to be partitioned into near-shore and deep-sea habitats. A clear plastic underwater tunnel would take visitors past a reef, a shipwreck, sharks, tuna, and sunfish.
It'd be just like walking straight off the coast and walking into the water and walking just right in the middle of the water all the way out. It'll be an experience that people haven't had before.
Business owners elsewhere in town share Bell's optimism that Newport will survive the departure of their movie star whale just fine. They're counting on people who first came mainly to see the whale to return for another helping of the coast's other amenities, starting with the wide sandy beaches and rugged headlands. Mark Jones owns Big Guy's Diner.
I think everybody in town knew he was going to go when he came. They didn't realize it'd be 3 years. Everybody's hoping maybe 5 or 6 years, but we're realistic. We've been a tourism town since the 1890s. We're confident that this will be just a very short-term slowdown, and with the exposure we've had, it'll just be continued growth in business across the board.
Keiko's owners just put the final touches on their contract with the U.S. Air Force to fly the whale home. The Air Force's C-17 Globemaster is the only plane with the capability of carrying such a heavy cargo as Keiko, direct from Newport to his new home off Iceland. Should you miss Keiko and still need a fix of big, blubbery, fish-eating behemoths, you can always look for the packs of sea lions on the pavement. They're loud, they're ornery, they sing for free, and they're not going anywhere. I'm Tom Bonsi in Newport, Oregon for The Savvy Traveler.